the matter of Norman International and Richfield Window Coverings versus Admiral Insurance Company. May we please have appearances of counsel?
Your Honor, Justin Kinney, Kinney, Lisovich, Riley, and Wolf on behalf of defendant petitioner, Admiral Insurance Company.
Good afternoon, Judge. Ryan Maloon from the Maloon Law Firm on behalf of the plaintiff appellants, Norman International and Richfield Window Coverings.
Welcome, counsel. Mr. Kinney, please go ahead. You may remove your mask as you make your presentation. Both counsel should please understand Justice Solomon will be participating. He's going to be watching these proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, Associate Justices, and Judge Fuentes. Mr. Chief Justice, if I may, I'd like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal if necessary.
That's fine.
Your Honors, the New York County's exclusion in the Admiral policy unambiguously excludes coverage for bodily injury actually or allegedly arising out of, related to, caused by, contributed to by, or in any way connected with operations or activities performed by or on behalf of plaintiff respondent Richfield in Nassau County, New York. Plainly, the interpretation of this exclusionary language requires an examination of the connection between the bodily injury for which coverage is sought on the one hand and the excluded activities on the other. Yet in reversing the judgment in favor of Admiral, the appellate division examined not Mrs. Laredo's bodily injuries, but the causes of action asserted in the complaint in the underlying action and compared them only to certain of the excluded activities. This analysis is so divorced from the language of the exclusion, it cannot be sustained. Nor can the appellate division's interpretation of the connective phrases used in the exclusion. The appellate division concluded those phrases required a quote-unquote causal relationship akin to proximate cause. This disregards the language used, the punctuation used, and decades of law in this state interpreting some of these phrases. As Richfield itself conceded in opposition to Admiral's petition, all that is required to trigger the exclusion is quote unquote some connection between the bodily injury and the excluded activities. The appellate division also disregarded the phrase on behalf of in the exclusion, and so never considered whether there were operations or activities on behalf of Richfield that triggered the exclusion. These interpretational flaws enabled the appellate division effectively to rewrite for Richfield a better exclusion than the one contained in the policy it purchased. And finally, Your Honors, the appellate division failed to conduct its duty to defend analysis based on the actual facts. That analysis was required here not only based on the express language of the exclusion, but the principle first established by this court over 50 years ago in Byrd v. Sussex Mutual Insurance Company. Where is here the factual issue on which coverage turns will not be resolved in the underlying action? The duty to defend doesn't turn on the allegations of the complaint, but on the actual facts. The motion court recognized this. The appellate division did not. On the actual facts, there's no question there is some connection between Mrs. Laredo's injury and the excluded activities. Richfield owned the cutting machine. It delivered it to store 1206 in Nassau County. Richfield designed the bays in which the cutting machine would be installed and used by Home Depot employees. Richfield worked closely with Home Depot to develop the training and user manual given to Home Depot employees so they would know how to use the cutting machine. And Richfield had a dedicated field service representative who visited store 1206 every 2 to 3 weeks to market Richfield's products, to train Home Depot's employees, and inspect, maintain, and repair the cutting machine as necessary. But for these activities, There is no cutting machine in store 1206. It's not operational, and Mrs. Laredo doesn't know how to use it. In other words, but for these activities, Mrs. Laredo's injury does not occur. And so that injury arose out of, related to, or was in some way connected with Richfield's activities in Nassau County, New York. Even if one were to disagree, Home Depot's use of the cutting machine was on behalf of Richfield because Richfield benefited from that use of the cutting machine. Indeed, by providing cutting machines to every one of nearly 2,000 Home Depot stores nationwide, Richfield was able to generate $150 million in annual sales just from its stock window blinds cut on the cutting machine. Either way, the New York County's exclusion applies to preclude coverage for the underlying action. And so for these reasons, Your Honors, Admiral respectfully requests that this court reverse the appellate division and reinstate the judgment in favor of Admiral, declaring that it has no duty to defend or indemnify Richfield in the underlying action. Thank you.
Is that the end of your preliminary statement?
That is the end of my opening statement, Your Honors. If
let me ask you just a background question. It doesn't go to the heart of the issues that are before the court. The geographic exclusion, is there anything in the record on why this is this an issue with respect to verdicts being viewed as higher in these counties, or is there some other geographic significance?
There's nothing specifically in the record, Your Honor, as to why the exclusion was included, but it's a matter of risk aversion to certain counties in New York State.
Okay.
Basically the lower tier counties, the 9 lower tier counties in the state of New York have a reputation for higher verdicts than perhaps other counties in the region or country.
So is this something that in the insurance industry generally is prevalent? I had not seen an exclusion.
Well, this was an excess surplus lines placement, Your Honor.
Okay.
And so those insurers have a little more flexibility in terms of what they can and can't write. And I really think it just comes down to a question of risk appetite. Admiral did not want to write certain risks in those lower tier counties.
Do you know whether or not Norman had other insurance coverage for this type of claim?
I do not, Your Honor. I do not believe that was explored. I'm not aware that Norman had any other commercial general liability insurance at the primary level other than the Admiral policy. So, Your Honors, as I mentioned at the outset, the language of the New York County's exclusion compels a comparison of bodily injury with the excluded activities, not the causes of action with the excluded activities. And I think I'd like to refer the court to the appellate division's decision in the Conduit and Foundation Corp case that we cited in our brief, which I think is particularly appropriate here. That case involved, of course, the standard auto exclusion in the CGL policy that precludes coverage for bodily injury arising out of the use of certain autos. In that case, the general contractor on a construction site sought additional insured coverage from its subcontractor's commercial general liability insurer. That insurer predictably denied coverage based on the auto exclusion for an auto accident. And the argument the general contractor made was, well, wait a second, I'm not being sued for an auto accident. I'm being sued for a failure to maintain and supervise the construction site. That doesn't implicate the auto exclusion and is covered under the GL policy. And the court went through it extensively, acknowledged that perhaps as an initial matter that may seem rational, but ultimately concluded that although the principal culprit or primary culprit may have been a failure to maintain or supervise the construction site, there was no question that the injury arose out of the use of an auto.
So I'm trying to understand your adversary's argument. I think it comes down to this. the operations or activities they're saying it's not related to their training, supervision, setting it up. It has to do with the design defect and lack of warnings. And they're saying those aren't operation or activities. And the bodily injuries that they're alleging stem from things that occurred outside of New York County when they manufactured it and when they developed the warnings. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think Your Honor accurately described what they're arguing. And my response to that is, as the appellate division concluded in the Conduit and Foundation Corp case, the causes of action or theories of liability asserted in the underlying case are not relevant to the interpretational analysis. So the fact that the Laredos are seeking to hold Richfield liable for an allegedly defective product does not foreclose application of the exclusion here.
Your point is that the exclusion could have included causation-related language, such as it's arising from or substantial factor in or what have you, but this language is intended to go well beyond that.
No question.
Any relationship.
No question about it.
Apart from who's responsible, apart from ultimately who might be considered or what activities might ultimately be found to have contributed to the injury.
Absolutely right. And I would add on to that, Your Honor, the fact that the exclusion doesn't say we don't cover bodily injury where it's alleged that your activities caused that bodily injury. It simply says we don't cover bodily injury arising out of, actually or allegedly, arising out of, related to, or in any way connected with activities by or on your behalf in Nassau County. And so there's nothing on the face of the exclusion that would require a court interpreting it to look to the causes of action, theories of liability asserted in the underlying complaint.
So is construction of the cutter an operation or activity performed in New York County?
You mean the manufacturer of it?
Yeah, yeah.
That was not an activity performed in New York County. My understanding is that activity was performed in China or Cambodia.
And the design of it was not in New York County, correct?
I do not believe the design of it was in New York County either.
And wherever they developed the warning?
I don't believe they developed the warnings in New York County, Your Honor.
In Nassau County. Nassau County?
Thank you, Your Honor. So the appellate division's interpretational flaws extended beyond the failure to compare the bodily injury to the excluded activities. The appellate division misinterpreted the connective phrases used in the exclusion. There are five of them. They're separated by commas.
So I just want to see if this is a simple way you're presenting the case. The operation activity is just the use of the product in Nassau County. That's it. That's the connector.
That's one connector, Your Honor. They delivered the machine there. They own it. They maintain and repair it. They inspect it. They have field representatives out there regularly every 2 to 3 weeks to clean it, maintain it, inspect it, repair it. Without those activities, this accident never occurs. And as I was saying, the connective phrases, joined as they are by commas and the disjunctive or, means that there are alternatives. As this court held last year in Simmons versus Mercado, as long as you satisfy one, you've satisfied all, because you don't need to satisfy five. Richfield itself conceded in opposition to our petition that all that is required is some connection. And because of all those activities, Your Honor, there unquestionably is some connection between Mrs. Laredo's injuries and the excluded activities. Now, among all those phrases, I don't think there's any dispute that arising out of has received the most attention from the courts in this state. But that phrase is given a broad and comprehensive interpretation, meaning originating from, growing out of, or having a substantial nexus to.
That seems to be the narrowest of the five phrases arising out of.
I
which is most commonly used.
No question about
insurance and elsewhere.
No question about it, Your Honor.
But and you end with the policy ends with that portion of it in any way connected with. I mean,
absolutely, Your Honor. And the appellate division has held in the Yale Materials case that we cited that related to is broader than arising out of. And I don't think anyone can dispute in any way connected with is broader still. And so as long as there's some connection.
So if somebody drove through Nassau County to get out to Suffolk County, drove a machine through there on the way to deliver, and let's pretend for the moment that Suffolk is not on the excluded list, would that be enough?
Someone drove?
Drove the machine, the truck
drove through
delivering
Nassau
the machine.
County to drove, deliver a machine in Suffolk County?
Yes.
If that was the only activity
yes.
in Suffolk County, Your Honor, in Nassau County,
Nassau,
Your Honor,
yeah.
In some level it would depend on the actual claim asserted, but I would say that would probably not be enough.
Let me give you a hypothetical and see if this works. If, in addition to making the product, you provide the additional training to the employees and the like, and maintain the product, the machine that cuts the blinds. If that would have been sold, let's say, to a New Jersey Home Depot, and Home Depot unilaterally moved it to Nassau, as long as your people are not involved, their people, the people who manufacture and maintain this equipment and train people, do not perform that activity there, it would, by bring a machine that was sold in New Jersey to Nassau and had been maintained properly trained in New Jersey, would that be covered?
I think that would, Your Honor, because it wouldn't involve any activity in Nassau County. By Richfield. It would involve Home Depot's decision to transfer or ship the cutting machine to Nassau County. If Richfield never serviced it out there, wasn't involved in that process, didn't send someone there to maintain it.
And one of the causes of action is products liability that you still cover.
Absolutely. I think that would fall outside the scope of the exclusion that we're relying on here. And I think it's important to remember, Your Honors, this is not some cutting machine Richfield keeps in a warehouse somewhere. Richfield's president, Mr. Singh, testified this cutting machine was designed exclusively for Home Depot. The genesis of their relationship began when representatives of Home Depot visited their manufacturing facilities in China and were impressed with the product they were manufacturing there and inquired about engaging in a business relationship. And Mr. Singh said, in order to do that, we had to develop a cutting solution. So Richfield went to its corporate parent and asked them to design a cutting machine specifically for Home Depot. And Mr. Singh said, this cutting machine is not in any other store in the country other than Home Depot stores, even though they sell to Bed Bath & Beyond and other big box retailers. This is an essential part of Richfield's operations. And their president testified it was a necessity to the business relationship. As I noted at the outset, fully $150 million annually of Richfield sales were on the stock product cut on the cutting machine. 60% of Richfield's overall sales were through Home Depot. If you took away the cutting machine, as Mr. Singh himself said, there is no business with Home Depot. Now, the appellate division also disregarded the on behalf of language in the New York County's exclusion. That exclusion is triggered not only by Richfield's activities, by activities on behalf of Richfield, such as those undertaken by Home Depot. Home Depot's use of the cutting machine was on behalf of Richfield because Richfield benefited from it. Now, Richfield's answer to that is, well, we didn't benefit directly. And before the appellate division, they described it as an incidental benefit or a future benefit.
Is that argument really as, isn't that your weaker argument?
I believe they're equally strong, Your Honor, but to suggest that.
And on behalf of has a certain amount of significance that sounds like being an agent for someone, doing something on behalf of a principal. It conjures up, that contract language to me conjures up an agency relationship. Now, it may not be, I'm not saying it's exclusive to that, but I would think your more straightforward argument is about the five connective terms that are used in that one phrase.
Understood, Your Honor, and I can certainly see your point on that. To me, it defies business reality to suggest that Richfield didn't benefit every time a Home Depot employee pulled that lever. Because if they don't do it, they simply don't have a relationship, as Mr. Singh testified. Given all of Richfield's activities in Nassau County, there's no question there's a connection between the injury and those activities. But for those activities, the injury never occurs.
If they did nothing more than delivered the machine, would your argument be the same?
Our argument would be the same, Your Honor.
So all those activities?
Yes, Your Honor, because...
Don't matter. It's the mere delivery of the cutting machine to Nassau County is going to fit within those broad connectors to operation or activity. That's your position, correct?
Yes, it would, Your Honor. And we've highlighted all the other activities just to stress the error from the appellate division's ruling. And, you know, given the breadth of those connectors, it is difficult to conclude that there's no connection here. Now, Richfield doesn't even challenge or doesn't even try to defend the appellate division's effort to compare causes of action with the activities. It just ignores it and says, well, they compared injury and the activities. If you read the appellate division's decision at 8 through 10, there is no comparison of injury with the activities. To be fair, the appellate division framed the issue correctly and purported to answer it based on the actual language of the exclusion. But in then conducting its analysis that supported its purported answer, it answered a completely different question. And so for all these reasons, Your Honor, oh, I apologize. I have one more point I'd like to add. That's on the duty to defend analysis briefly. Again, in this court in Byrd v. Sussex was clear that where the issue on which coverage turns will not be resolved in the underlying action, the duty to defend depends on the actual facts, not the allegations of the complaint. Here, the issue on which coverage turns is, was there a connection between Mrs. Laredo's bodily injury and the excluded activities? The claims asserted in the underlying action all stem from an allegedly defective product. They have nothing to do with whether Richfield or anyone on its behalf engaged in operations or activities in Nassau County. And so the question on which coverage will turn, as in Byrd, certainly Justice Weintraub's example in Byrd, won't be decided in the underlying action, and the appellate division should have conducted its duty to defend analysis based on the actual facts, not the allegations of the complaint.
Now, the appellate division addressed the facts.
Excuse me?
The appellate division addressed the facts.
They did address three facts, Your Honor. Correct.
So it wasn't that they just did not consider the underlying facts of the injury.
They considered, they specifically noted in their decision three facts, Your Honor. We had pointed out a number of additional facts, and notably absent from the appellate division's recitation of the fact is the fact that Richfield owned the machine and delivered it to Nassau County and had a field service representative go to the store every 2 to 3 weeks to maintain and repair the machine as necessary. It certainly wouldn't have taken Magnus Opus to add those critical facts here. But Richfield's answer is Byrd is inapplicable because causation will be resolved in the underlying action. I completely agree. Causation will be resolved in the underlying action. But the causation that will be resolved in the underlying action is legal causation, proximate cause. Whether the defective product was a substantial contributing factor to Mrs. Laredo's injury. That is not going to resolve the question of whether there is some connection between that injury and Richfield's activities in Nassau County. So for that reason, the duty to defend analysis should have been based on the actual facts.
What is the nexus to New Jersey here? I mean, obviously the deck action was brought in Morris County. What is the nexus to New Jersey?
Admiral has offices in Cherry Hill, Your Honor. Is that
its primary office?
I'm sorry?
Is that a primary office for Admiral?
I think it's a sizable office where a fair amount of its underwriting occurs. I don't believe this policy was underwritten out of Admiral's New Jersey offices, but that is a connection to New Jersey. I don't know the motivations for instituting the suit in New Jersey, but that's one connection, Your Honor.
Thank you.
And so, unless the court has any other questions, for all the reasons we've discussed this afternoon, Admiral respectfully requests that this court reverse the appellate division and reinstate the judgment in favor of Admiral, declaring it has no obligation to defend or indemnify Richfield.
Thank you,
Your Honor.
Mr. Maloon.
Thank you, Your Honors. At the risk of making a big mistake, I do want to jump out of order on my argument and address a point that counsel for Admiral just made when he was discussing Byrd v. Sussex. And the point counsel made was the allegations and the injuries of Laredo in the underlying action have absolutely nothing to do with the operations of Richfield. And that is the key. And that's the key reason why the exclusion doesn't apply. You need a link between the injury and the operations. And as counsel just conceded, there is no link per the injuries that Laredo suffered. The injuries that she suffered have absolutely nothing to do with the operations of Richfield in Nassau County, as the exclusion requires.
So you're saying that there is no relationship between the presence of the delivery of the machine to Nassau County and the injury?
Yes, and here's why, Judge. The contract between Richfield and Home Depot was between Home Depot out of their corporate offices in Georgia. After that contract is completed, the window coverings are ordered and paid for by Home Depot, it's Home Depot's choice where they send the blinds to, where they send the cutting machine to, not Richfield's choice. Now, it just so happens that at the time of the injury, I think 1,600 out of 1,900 stores.
Where in the exclusion language does there have to be a choice on behalf of Richfield in order for events to create the connection that's described there?
Oh, there's nothing in the exclusion about choice, Your Honor, but the exclusion does say the operations have to occur in Nassau County. So the point here is that the contract with Home Depot that caused this cutting machine to appear in Nassau County was with a company out of Georgia. That company decides we are going to have this cutting machine in Nassau County.
But once the cutting machine is in Nassau County, Richfield provides maintenance, is at the store every couple of weeks, is training employees on how to use the machine. So how can that not be activities of Richfield in Nassau County when they're conducting all those activities in that store?
Oh, those are most certainly activities in Nassau County, but the key point for the exclusion is, were those activities the cause of the injury?
Where's that?
Please go ahead.
Where are you reading into that? How can you read into that exclusion what you're trying to say is in there? Where in this exclusion does it say that the cause of the injury has to be? Go ahead. I don't see where that is stated in the exclusion.
Sure. The exclusion right here, insurance doesn't apply to bodily injury actually alleged. It says arising out of, related to, caused by, contributed to by, or in any way connected with operations or activities performed by or on behalf of any insured in the county shown. In the county shown. So the key inquiry is, where did the activities take place, number one, and can you connect those activities to the injury? The exclusion itself specifically says caused by. And this court in Flomerfelt v. Cardiello, when it was dealing with the arising out of language and talked about the substantial nexus, it also said, look at, if you have an exclusion that has multiple, what we would call them, provisions, arising out of, related to, caused by, et cetera, you look at all of them, and then you see what the exclusion meant.
Even if the word or is contained there, you look at all of them?
I'm sorry.
The word or connects these different verbs, these different words. Why must you look to all of them?
Because to understand the context of the entire exclusion, that's why you look at them all. It doesn't mean you have to satisfy each and every one, but to try and understand the meaning of what they're trying to say here.
Isn't it satisfactory if you satisfy just one of them? Because there's a disjunctive.
That's absolutely correct, Your Honor. You do only have to satisfy one of the five. And here, Admiral can't satisfy any of the five because, again, the specific operations of Richfield within Nassau County, the maintenance of the machine, the cleaning of the bay, the setting up the bay, those activities have nothing to do with the injury that Laredo is alleging in the underlying complaint.
Using the machine for which those activities are connected to.
Right, so
training with regard to the machine, the maintenance of the machine, the creation of the bay, that's all connected to, that's related to, that's related to the machine.
It's related to the machine itself, but Laredo is not alleging that there was a failure of maintenance and that's what caused her injury. Laredo is not alleging or claiming.
If you had only causation or even arising out of, you'd have a strong argument here. This language suggests an intent, and I understand the drafter is the insurer, to be as expansive as possible and go beyond causation.
Well, Your Honor, if they wanted it to say any activities in Nassau County bar coverage, they absolutely could have written the exclusion that way, but that's not what they did. They wrote the exclusion. The insurance company wrote the exclusion to require that the activity or operation and the injury have a connection. And so you have to look at the specific activities, the specific operations, and draw a connection, and that's what's missing here.
So the insurance company knew the product that you sold, right? Blinds and the cutting machine. Why do you think they put that particular provision in that policy that they issued to you? What do you think their purpose was?
Their purpose was to avoid counties such as Nassau County, where there's a tendency towards excessively large verdicts. That is the explanation as to why these counties are excluded. Or at least let's just say that's not in the record, but we can surmise from the counties.
Their intent was not to insure your product in those counties where they could get sued?
No, because
I'm trying to figure out.
It's not, again, it's
like,
they're trying
you
to.
Think you, I'm asking you this question. What did you think you were getting or not getting in the insurance policy?
What we were getting was if we perform operations in Nassau County, then those operations are excluded. The mere fact that the exclusion.
So what would those be? I'm trying to understand. What would those be? Since you're manufacturing blinds and also this cutting machine and you're sending it to these stores. Like, what are they trying to exclude?
Well, right now, Admiral's trying to exclude everything.
I understand, but what did you reasonably believe they were attempting to exclude based upon the language in the policy.
That if we had operations within one of those designated counties and those operations caused an injury or an injury arose out of those operations.
What would constitute an operation? I'm trying to understand from your point of view.
The maintenance of the machine. We're not saying there were no operations in Nassau County. We're saying the maintenance of the machine, that's an operation or an activity in Nassau County. The setting up the bay, that's an operation or activity in Nassau County.
If there was an injury based on the manner in which the bay was set up, that wouldn't be covered.
Right. So if, for example, the bay was set up in a negligent way and the cutting machine fell on somebody, that would be excluded under this policy. If the underlying plaintiff, Laredo, was alleging you never maintained this machine properly and that's why I cut my fingers off, that would be excluded by this exclusion.
So,
remember,
but in the converse, because they have been maintaining it, they had been maintaining the machine, but now it shouldn't be. Now it is excluded. Is that what?
No. What I'm saying is, okay, the maintenance of the machine. We're not disputing that was something that Richfield did in Nassau County. If Laredo's injury was as a result of a lack of maintenance or improper maintenance, that would be excluded by this exclusion.
If you had only caused by, I agree with you. If you had caused by and you would insisted on the rest of the language going out or it never had never been there, that's a very strong argument that there has to be a causation analysis in the coverage dispute. But that's, the language goes well beyond that and is as general, that especially the last phrase, I don't know how you could draft it to be more general than it's drafted.
Well, Judge, you can draft it to be more broad by saying any activities in Nassau County are excluded.
Well, that would make
That's
no
it.
Sense. That would make no sense at all.
Well, exactly.
Because an exclusion is about a claim. And you wouldn't have a provision in an insurance policy that says this excludes all activities. It has to be tied in with a claim.
Your Honor, that's exactly my point. It has to
but
be
they've
tied
it. They've tied it in the most general possible language that they could, especially that last phrase, or in any way connected with.
Right. In connected with activities in Nassau County that cause the injury. The activities in Nassau County are connected to the injury.
Also, isn't the mere selling of the product in Nassau County an activity?
The mere selling of the, no, because again, the Richfield does not sell their product in Nassau County. Richfield does not sell their product to the general public.
They know that Home Depot have stores all over the United States and perhaps even beyond, but they know that they have business in those counties. They know that Home Depot will place those. Your company knows that.
Right, and that's how, and that breadth of the exclusion is how Admiral is arguing it should apply. The mere fact that you place this cutting machine and these blinds into the stream of commerce and it ends up in a county that's designated, that's enough. But that's not enough, because they don't just say, if your products appear in Nassau County and an injury occurs, that's it. They created the arising out of language, the related to language, the in connection with language. So what you have to do is draw that connection between the injury and the operation. And that's what's missing. And I think what's also important here is we're talking about a duty to defend. That's the context in which this exclusion is being analyzed. And liability insurance is essentially litigation insurance, because the businesses are looking for their insurance carrier to defend them when a litigation arises, and that's the context that we're interpreting this exclusion. So if there's the possibility of coverage, then the duty to defend corresponds. So what we
question on that, but the fact is that the duty to defend doesn't exist if the exclusion applies. Do you contest that at all?
No, if the exclusion applies, and again, that's
no duty to indemnify, and there's no duty to defend.
Right, and in this particular case, Your Honor, that's the only exclusion that's really applicable here. There were other exclusions, but those were all
there. No, we know we're
but the, so if Admiral is able to establish, whether it's on the face of the complaint, which we know they can't, or with the facts outside of the complaint that were developed either in discovery in the Laredo case or in discovery in the declaratory judgment action, if they can establish that connection, then they can trigger the exclusion.
You gave answers to Justice Alvin's question a little bit earlier about activities that are not covered by the exclusion, such as maintenance. Can you flip it around and give us examples of activities that are covered, activities or operations?
Judge, if I did say that, I misspoke. The activities such as maintenance, I'm not saying it's not covered by the exclusion. What I'm saying is, if there's maintenance of the machine and the injury arose out of that maintenance, that triggers the exclusion. The activities aren't interpreted or looked at in a vacuum.
If you had an and instead of an or, I would say that was a very strong argument. But you got an or, and you got or in any way connected with as that last phrase.
Your Honor, even with the or, the carrier has to establish that it's arising out of, the injury arises out of, or it's related to the activities, or it's caused by, or it's contributed to by, or it's in any way connected with. So the point is that the carrier still has to establish some way that the activities and the injury are linked. And that's what's missing here, because based on the allegations in the underlying complaint.
Are you contending that this language should be read to require a contributory relationship to the potential liability under the causes of action? And if so, how do you get around the language?
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
And how do you get around this language that goes well beyond? I mean, arising from is generally considered to be a causation element, a substantial factor is part of that mix. But you have five different phrases here that go beyond that.
Well, I mean, one of the phrases is caused by. I wouldn't say caused by is more than, is any less than
arising
out of, but regardless.
But you've got a disjunctive set of phrases here.
That's right. So, like I said, again, I don't think we're not disputing that any one of these can satisfy the exclusion. But the point is that you still have to conduct the analysis. You still have to look at the activity. You still have to look at the injury, and you have to draw that nexus between the two. And that's what's missing here. There is no nexus between the injury, which Laredo has alleged is based on a design defect or a manufacturing defect or a failure to warn. There is no nexus between the injury of her cutting her fingers off and any of the 5-6 activities or operations that Richfield conducted in Nassau County. The mere fact that they had activities in Nassau County is essentially what the trial court was focusing on. And they said, look, you did things in Nassau County. The exclusion excludes Nassau County activities. End of inquiry. The appellate division, rightly so, said it's not just the activities. You have to look at the nexus. And there is no nexus. There is no nexus. And that's why the New York County's exclusion doesn't apply here. That's why there is coverage. Now, addressing the Byrd v. Sussex issue.
Before you leave, the trial court really... the trial court was focused on the related to in any way connected with language. It's not that the trial court didn't consider the actual language of the exclusion.
No, the trial court looked at the exclusion, but what the trial court didn't do was draw a link between any of the activities and the injury. They essentially said, here's what the exclusion says. Here's the activities of Richfield. The cutting machine is in Nassau County, and that's enough, according to the trial court. But again, the appellate division looked at it and said, no, that's not enough. Just placing the product in the stream of commerce is not enough. This is not a products liability analysis. This is an insurance coverage analysis. So we have to look at what was the contract between Admiral and Richfield, what was excluded. And that nexus is what is required, which what the appellate division focused on and said, let's look at these activities. Let's look at the injury. Can we find any nexus between the two? And the appellate division rightly concluded that there wasn't one, because Laredo wasn't saying you didn't maintain my product or you didn't maintain the cutting machine and that's why I cut my fingers off. The underlying plaintiff didn't say, the bay where the machine was located
wasn't set up properly, and that was the cause of my injury, or that's why I injured myself. It has nothing to do with it. As counsel admitted here in oral argument today, the underlying complaint has absolutely nothing to do with Richfield's operations.
I don't think I heard counsel say that.
At the very end of his argument, Your Honor, when he was discussing Byrd v. Sussex and talking about the allegations within the complaint, counsel specifically said the underlying complaint has absolutely nothing to do with the operations of Richfield in Nassau County. And that's why I started my argument there, because I think that complaint, analyzing when you're dealing with the duty to defend and whether you're applying an exclusion, you're looking at what's going on in the underlying action and how does it fit within the terms of the policy. Now, Byrd v. Sussex, and we don't dispute this, Byrd v. Sussex, and SL Industries, you know, you can look outside of the complaint, and we're not saying that you can't. And in fact, the appellate division did just that. They looked outside the complaint. The complaint says nothing about operations of Richfield, but they looked outside it and said, well, let's look at what these operations are. Let's look at what these operations are and let's draw a nexus. And they weren't able to draw a nexus because there is no nexus, quite frankly. So there was no issue with the appellate division as far as, you know, not complying with the requirements of Byrd. They actually did comply with the requirements of Byrd. They let the let Admiral essentially make arguments outside of the underlying complaint to either confirm or deny coverage, which is perfectly in line with what's permitted.
Am I misunderstanding what you're saying? Let me see if I understand you correctly. The only activity, this is a products liability case, either design defect or the employee had her fingers amputated because she was trying to cut the blind that is provided by Richfield. So this is a products liability case, some either design or some form of malfunction with the machine. So what you're saying is because the machine was not designed or manufactured in Nassau, it's not excluded from coverage.
That's right, because the exclusion designates counties where the operations have to take place.
But define is how you define activity. Activity to you is the manufacturing of the machine.
It's manufacturing.
Or the design of the machine.
Manufacturing of the machine and the other activities that we had discussed, the maintenance, the setting up of the bay, etc. Those are activities in Nassau County. But the injury itself wasn't, there's no nexus between the injury and whatever activities Richfield had in Nassau County. And if we want to take the broadest possible interpretation of the exclusion and proceed with what Admiral is arguing, is saying, look, the mere fact that this machine ends up in Nassau County is enough. There's a cutting machine in Nassau County that somebody used to cut their fingers off. That's enough. That's excluded. That is the broadest possible way you can exclude this. Now, I mean, that you can interpret this. Now, I would argue that that's not what the exclusion says. And also, on the facts, the machine ends up in Nassau County as a result of Home Depot's decision. The machine gets used by Home Depot as part of their operations, which is selling blinds to customer specifications.
That would all be very relevant if the exclusion language said as a result of Richfield's decisions, but that's not in there either.
Well, I mean, I don't think it has to do with as a result of Richfield's decision.
Well, you're saying it's significant that Home Depot made the decision on where to deploy these machines should be deployed, and Richfield simply followed the directions of Home Depot in delivering. But there's nothing in there about how it has to be the initiative of Richfield in order to the getting the machine into Nassau County to meet the terms of the exclusion. It's much broader.
Your Honor, what that issue goes to is whether or not the machine being in Nassau County is an operation of Richfield. It's not.
You showed up with a truck.
As a result of what Home Depot dictated we do with the cutting machine as part of their orders with us. And then if you go a step further, now the machine is in Nassau County And what Admiral is arguing, and I think Your Honor addressed this as well, is, you know, is Home Depot's employees' use of the machine a continuation of Richfield's operations? And that just...
Did you deliver the cutting machine from your warehouse?
To Nassau County, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you directly delivered it.
Right, so we basically, the shutters and blinds, along with the cutting machine, get delivered to Home Depot. We set up the bay. And then after that, you know, the other activities, maintenance, et cetera, switching blades.
You don't think that that delivery is an activity?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to argue that delivery is an activity in Nassau County, that's fine. But again, does the delivery of the machine, is that causing a nexus between
the delivery of your defective machine? That's what they're saying. Delivery of your defective machine to the store.
Allegedly defective, I would
argue,
Judge. Of course,
allegedly.
But the point is that the delivery of the machine, the fact that the machine exists in Nassau County, what Admiral is saying is that's enough. Anything that happens after that is enough. And that's enough to satisfy this exclusion. What we're saying is exclusions, again, putting aside these you know, five phrases, one that we have to meet, exclusions are interpreted narrowly. And this idea that just placing this product into the stream of commerce, it ending up in Nassau County.
This isn't, when you place an item in the stream of commerce, you're putting it at point A, and then somehow, through a bunch of activities, it winds up at point Z. Here, you were point A, and you delivered it to point B. I don't understand the stream of commerce argument you're making. You directly delivered your own product, okay, to the user. How is that putting something in the stream of commerce?
Because again, we contracted with Home Depot out of Georgia to purchase blinds, and as part of that, they get the cutting machine. All right. Home Depot decides where are we putting these items. Home Depot purchases the items. We get paid. Our transaction is finished. Home Depot says, we're going to take your product, and as part of this, you deliver them to Nassau, you deliver them to Florida, you deliver them to wherever. So it's flowing along that stream through where Home Depot dictates
they
where it goes.
Your product, and they told you, deliver it here. Deliver it there.
Right, and the delivery of the product there is Home Depot's operations. They make that decision where it goes. They use the product itself.
Your blinds, do they go to just some Home Depot stores or all Home Depot stores, as far as you know?
At the time of the injury, it was at 1,600 out of about 1,900 and something stores.
Your argument, your response to just now made it sound as though your delivery of the product in Nassau County was an operation of Home Depot. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense in the sense that it's Home Depot deciding where these things go. Now, we deliver them. It's kind of... Right.
Whose activity is it? Not the decision. Whose activity, whose operation is it when you've delivered it?
The actual delivery of the product, if you want to say, if I understand where you're going, that it's that activity is Richfield's by delivering the product into Nassau County, I don't have a problem with conceding that. Because, again, just the activity of delivery was not the cause of the injury. There's no nexus between that delivery and the injury. And that's the key analysis.
So your emphasis on the word caused it gives us pause, as you've heard multiple ways throughout the questioning.
That's why I keep trying to say nexus instead of caused, Your Honor. I understand caused is only one of many. But I guess nexus, I'll say, is probably more inclusive to any one of these. But the point is that if you want to say delivery of the machine into Nassau County was an operation or activity of Richfield, that's fine. But Laredo is not claiming that the mere existence of this machine in Nassau County is what was linked or a nexus with her injury. What she's alleging is there's a problem with the machine.
She's alleging she got injured from a machine in Nassau County. Okay, so the fact that the machine was in Nassau County at the Home Depot store is part of her claim. She's not saying it was improperly delivered, but it is a fact. Had it not been in that store, she would not have had this particular injury.
That's true, Judge, but I don't think the mere fact that it exists in Nassau County is sufficient to satisfy the language of the exclusion.
But if the delivery is an activity, respond to counsel's early argument that but for the activity, there would be no injury.
Well, okay. The machine exists in Nassau County. It never gets used. It never gets used by Laredo. Something else had to happen. Something else was the cause of the injury. The mere fact that it existed in Nassau County didn't result in any injury to Laredo. What resulted in the injury to Laredo, according to her, is the alleged defect in the machine, the alleged manufacturing issues in the machine, the alleged failure to warn. So the mere existence, that machine could sit in that Home Depot for the next 10 years, unused, without a problem. But something else had to happen. And according to Laredo, that something else was a design defect. According to Laredo, that something else did not happen in Nassau County. And that's the critical point. That's something else. The design, the manufacture, the failure to warn did not happen in Nassau County. And in order for the exclusion to be triggered, it must happen in Nassau County.
So under your logic, it can only be sued in China.
No, there's a difference between, Your Honor, I think it might be time to wrap up, but there's a difference between liability for products liability, where you deal with the stream of commerce, and Richfield may very well be liable for the injuries to Laredo, but we're talking about insurance coverage. So the one idea is, they can be sued. Richfield can absolutely be sued, but the question we're here to answer today is, what is the coverage for that lawsuit? And it doesn't rely on a products liability, a stream of commerce analysis. What it relies on is analysis of the policy language itself in this exclusion that must be interpreted narrowly per New Jersey law.
Thank you, Mr. Moon.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Mr. Kennedy, did you want to offer a brief rebuttal?
Briefly, Your Honors. I am certain I did not make the admission that was attributed to me. I was discussing the Bird v. Sussex and how the duty to defend turns on the actual facts. And I will reiterate and concede that Mrs. Laredo's claims for negligent design, breach of warranty, products liability, have nothing whatsoever to do with whether Richfield had activities in Nassau County. That's why she doesn't mention them in the complaint, nor need she mention them to succeed on her claims against Richfield. Counsel at Richfield now, and certainly in the past, has conceded they have activities. So the dispute all comes down to, was there a connection? And the only way Richfield escapes the self-evident conclusion that there was a connection is by falling back on the allegations of the complaint. And they don't mention a failure to train or a failure to maintain, and therefore there's no connection. There's simply no basis for that. And this was the same argument made to the motion court. And Judge Hansberry said it best, that the language of the exclusion is fatal to plaintiff's narrow and strained interpretation. And lastly, Your Honors, I believe, certainly as of November 2017, Richfield told Admiral it had provided cutting machines to every single Home Depot store. That was 10 months prior to the Laredo claim. And so if the cutting machines were in every store, they were selling blinds in every store. And the delivery of the cutting machine to this store was specifically evidenced by an invoice showing that it was being sent. And so because there unquestionably is a connection between the activities Richfield concedes it undertook in Nassau County, the exclusion applies, precluding coverage. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Thank you. Thank you to both counsel for the helpful argument.